Hey guys, we're back. We're back. We're back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We're back for another episode of Drink Till We're Married. Geek Goddess is here.
Hey, Cutie is here.
And it's the new year. It's 2016. We just slid through 2016 like... Yeah. So... I'm thinking about like sliding through your DM.
Yeah.
But I guess people don't say that anymore. It's more who like... Doesn't? I don't know, Snapchat that.
Oh, you know. Snapchat. Snapchat meet up.
I can't buy it in my DM.
Oh.
Okay.
It doesn't go down in my DMs, and nor do
yeah,
I want it to.
It goes down in the DM. That's what I'm talking about.
It goes down in the DM.
Yeah, so it's going down in 2016.
Yes.
Does that work?
It does.
Okay. So, we are drinking on something light because it is the new year, and we are attempting to get our whole lives together.
Yes. Plus, we have 30 days before we go
30 good
on vacation. And we need to drop these holiday pounds so we can be real sexy on the beach.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to be very, very honest with everybody that knows me personally, listen to this podcast. Don't ask me for anything.
What do you mean?
If I have a nasty attitude, it's because I am not eating. It is because I am hungry. It is because I'm starving myself, and I don't need all, you know, the health nuts calling in. You really shouldn't do. I don't care right now. Like, where were you?
When you was gaining this weight?
Thank you.
Right.
Where were you 15 pounds ago when I was slim? You weren't there, so I don't need you here now. Okay. Anyway.
I feel you. So we're drinking on Kettle One. Vodka with a splash of lemon lime seltzer water. So we're keeping it light, trying to keep the calories down.
Well, but I don't know why we only have a splash of seltzer.
Because it's zero calories.
Zero calories. Because you just wanted more liquor. Cheers.
Cheers.
You're trying to get me drunk.
I figured, you know, we have like a 100-calorie drink.
This is a 100-calorie drink?
Yes. Kettle One is only like 96 calories per 1.5 ounces.
Okay, so and this is so 1.5 ounces.
It's like a shot
of Kettle One and 1 ounce of seltzer.
Seltzer with the lime for garnish, just to give it a little more flavor.
Okay,
these are kind of strong.
See, look, we're giving you guys like low calorie drinks for
look,
the new year.
You can drink. Just don't add all that sugar. That's where all those empty calories come from. All those mixers, and you want to have your daiquiris and pina coladas. No, boo. You're going to see me at the bar, as usual, ordering my Kettle One with my seltzer and a lime.
You're going to see me at the bar.
Half dead, because she's going to be hungry as hell.
I'm so hungry right now. So, I'm doing this cabbage soup diet, and I've done it before.
Okay.
Maybe about... Well, I guess it's been almost 3 years ago I did it prior to my 30th birthday.
Okay.
My attitude was terrible. Let me tell you how bad my attitude was. I distinctly remember this. I went off on the girl at Chick-fil-A. Coming off the diet.
They so...
How do you go off on people at Chick-fil-A?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
I went off.
She was looking at me. Like, seriously, woman? Really?
I'm sorry. Just
what happened?
I was just hungry.
He's just hungry.
And you know, I'm at Chick-fil-A breaking my diet anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just hungry.
Yeah.
And you know, stressed at work and
like, and hungry.
Hungry and stressed. And I just needed like a Reese's cup. And yeah. So it's about to be real these next 3 days.
Pray for me, y'all. Please pray for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. Pray for the booze too.
Yes, please pray for him and Mini Goddess, because that's, I would say my family left just in time because I'm about to be raging crazy.
Oh no, they're rising up against me, both of them in group chat.
Are you like, serious?
She texted him and was like, soup night with all these like sad emojis. Can you cop me a 2 cheeseburger combo, please? And then he's like, I got a meet and I can't help you. Sorry.
Oh, so dirty. So dirty.
And so then he's like, no meat in the soup? And I'm like, no meat. Sorry.
It's cabbage. Wait, so you putting everybody on the damn diet? Oh, my God.
No, I tell both of them, look, this is what I'm cooking tonight.
Oh.
And this is it. I don't care what y'all eat. You're welcome to eat this, but I'm not cooking anything else. Don't ask me. Don't tempt me. Because whatever you're going to go eat it, throw it in the garbage wherever you are, and then you
go. Right, and then come home. Don't come in here smelling like a burger, like a french fry, like a nugget. I'm gonna bite you. Oh, gosh. Yeah, dieting is real. I am not on a diet at this moment, but I am trying to get some tea and, you know, work it out.
Can 30 we get days. A tea connect? Can yeah, we I get have a one. Waist trainer connect? Like, can, like, look, we'll give you guys like a sponsorship yes. ahead of the show. Can I get a waist trainer, please? Anybody know somebody that sells waist trainers? I just need one.
And some wraps. Like,
and some wraps.
Messy. We know y'all out there.
Thank you. Y'all over there. Instagram.
Thank you.
Anyway, so for the new year, we're talking about being responsible with our bodies. And there's just a subject that just keeps coming up. I personally wish it would go away. I don't think it's real.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's the Bill Cosby saga. Yes. And one of the things that I think is kind of being swept under the rug that mm-hmm. nobody's really talking about is how irresponsible mm-hmm. women are as it relates to being out.
Yes. And going what to you're the
drinking,
bars. Yep.
Watching your drink, mm-hmm. You know, taking medication, pills, and whatever from people that you know or don't know very
well.
Or wait,
well. Or even taking your own medication and going
while
out
drinking.
And drinking.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And I just think it's too much, and I think we really need to talk about, you know, how do you not get, you know, Guadalupe, even though they don't make Guadalupe anymore.
Guadalupe.
How do you not get Guadalupe?
Crazy.
Quaalude, Guadalupe. You know what I mean.
Guadalupe. I love it.
Yeah. How not to get roofied.
How not to get roofied. Seriously. So my mom has told me from very young, because yes, I've been drinking for a very long time, that you never put your drink down. Once I set that drink down, I'm done with it.
Hmm.
Seriously. Unless I'm leaving it with one of my girls and I'm not even sitting on a table. Hold this for me. Like, don't let my drink out of your sight. Let me tell you how Halloween, this past Halloween, mm-hmm. one of my girlfriends was in town. She came out with us and we ordered drinks at the place, the first spot we were at. And I think she, I don't know if she said she didn't see who gave her the drink from behind the bar. Bartenders do it too. So you have to be careful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
You have to be careful. Yeah. But she swore, I mean, I saw her cup and she had set it down. I was like, well, whose drink is that? She's like, oh, it was mine. But she wouldn't touch it anymore. I don't think she drank a quarter of that drink. Instead, immediately, she felt like she was out of it.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That is so. And it, you, so the difficult part is because I am the person who will say, you know, if I'm at the bar, yeah, you need to buy me a drink.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, go get me a drink.
Yeah.
Get out of my face. You're standing here wasting up,
talking.
You know, all this good atmosphere mm-hmm. when you could be buying me a drink right now. And I am so used to kind of being in that space.
Yeah.
But now I'm thinking back on different times when I was out where I could have got God.
Yeah.
Know?
So when guys even offer me a drink, most of the time I won't take it unless I've either kind of had some kind of interaction with yeah. you. Not to say that I know you very well still, but I'm going with you to the bar. I'm yeah. going to order my drink and I'm going to get my drink from, like, don't bring me a drink.
Well, and so for the fellas out there, I think this is a good tip. If you're trying to mac a lady, because I always hear fellas say, well, you know, women go out in packs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like 12 of us, right?
Yeah.
But if you want that one-on-one time, I think a good way to get that is just to say, would you like a drink? Come to the bar with me.
Yes.
So that you have her away from her crew, but then also, ladies, you can actually see the bartender making your drink.
Yes.
You order your drink. Probably get some clear. I mean, I guess you can't control it if you drink dark liquor, but
yeah,
you know if you didn't order anything with seltzer and it's doing
it's
a whole
bubbling.
Lot of bubbling and sparkling
right.
and stuff.
Yes.
Like, come on. Just
Alka-Seltzer
like
at the bar.
Yeah. Use your better judgment.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, it's a good way for both parties to feel like
they're safe.
Yeah.
So she's not blaming me for roofing her, and mm-hmm. I can't say, oh, he slipped something in my drink.
Absolutely.
But I'm also a strong believer in we came together, we leave together.
Oh, yeah.
So
no man left behind. No,
right. There's no getting my girl alone and she's like, oh, I'm going to go with him. No, what he's going to do is come pick you up from wherever the hell I got you from. Because mm-hmm. once I've delivered the package back home, mm-hmm. you do whatever you want to do.
Wash my hands that bit.
Right.
If you want to go be a thought, go be that on your own yes. time.
Yeah, seriously. No, you came with me. We're going to leave together.
How do you handle, like, VIP areas or if you have a table? And typically oh my guys goodness. Have, like, a bottle mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm always leery about. So, one, you can get the waitress to pour it for you. And that's yes. kind of what they should be
and
doing.
And a lot of time they do, and they'll lock the bottle
but
up.
But they're so hard to find, though. You know, yeah. You got a packed club. I'm mm-hmm. not waiting on this shake.
So let me tell you, the same spot, you know, the spot we usually go out to, mm-hmm. another friend of mine was there in VIP, and she said she had a couple drinks, wasn't wasted by any means, that someone gave her a glass of champagne.
Oh.
And immediately was sick. And I mean, it could be if you're drinking, because I know if I'm drinking liquor and then I have champagne, it makes me sick. So I don't know if it was that, but she said she just didn't feel right.
And two, champagne is bubbly.
Yeah.
So you could easily put something yes. in champagne and never know. And,
yeah.
You know, I'm a champagne drinker, but, you know, thank goodness I've been delivered and I don't have to worry about men buying me drinks anymore.
I've been delivered.
I've been delivered. I don't like men's no more. I don't like men at the bar anymore.
Right.
But yeah, I could totally see that. I just wonder when you're under the influence mm-hmm. and you feel like something is wrong, what can you do to make sure that you're not left behind, to make sure that, you know.
Well, and I guess it's funny because I think I've gotten very comfortable with Charlotte, and I know a lot of just random people here mm-hmm. that I may not even really know, but they know my face. I know their yeah. face, things like that, which is probably not good because we tend to, oh, I'm going over here by yourself, or
yeah.
oh, I'll be right back. Like if one of our friends smokes, I'm going to go out here and I'm going to smoke. Like
yeah.
when you start getting missing like that, usually it's like buddy system. Oh, I'll go with you. But a lot of times when you're in some smaller location, you don't think of it in that way. So you're like, that's I'll be true. Back.
That's true. And I also feel like women have a little more guilt as it relates to, so like if I felt like somebody put something in my drink and I'm not really feeling it and I'm feeling woozy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's early in the night and we all came together, then I'm feeling like,
no,
I'm not going to say anything. I'm sticking out.
You better take me. No. You better let somebody at least know you're not feeling well, because then you slide down the wall somewhere and we don't know where you at.
Yeah, but then you don't want to be labeled as the one that can't hold their liquor. And I'm saying there's so much. There's negative judgment as it relates to being the drunk friend, being the one
yes.
sliding down the wall and whatever.
But you have to also know who you're going out with, because I know none of my friends are yeah. lightweights. So if they're not feeling well, I know something's up. And it's not about you ruining my night. Who
yeah.
cares? Like, true. Your safety and your health yeah. is more important than me being out here with these...
Sorry.
Right. Sorry. Yeah. Anyway.
So lame, dude.
Right. Right. Because it's, yeah. I'm like, no. So,
but I think that's true. And just but reinforcing that, like, ladies, reinforce that message to your friends. It's yep. all good. You know, we have our one friend who, you know, she drinks or whatever, but I can remember me and her going out. And I remember her saying afterwards, she was like, I saw you.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw when you just, like, that one drink was too much.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you might have been at three, but four was mm-hmm. just took you over the edge. She was like, and I stopped took it drinking.
From me. Okay, right. So someone could be aware yeah. of what's going on. Yeah.
So, you know, Geeky G is going in.
Let me fall back.
Let me fall back. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to start drinking water
yeah.
so that I can make sure she gets good. Where she needs to be or whatever, because we came together. Or mm-hmm. this is my girl, and I'm not going to yep. let her, you know...
I tend to, if there is too many of us, I will not go hard no matter what, because I don't know. I always tend to be that motherly person in the group where aww. I'm like, I have to keep track of everyone yeah. because That's just kind of what I do.
Yeah.
So I could, it could be my birthday. I'm like, no, we got to make sure. I did lose track of people on my birthday this year. I kind of went hard. But
was I there?
You were there. See? Yes, you were there.
Alcohol was there with me. Yes. Like, was I there?
I know, but usually I tend to be very aware to make sure we're all, you know.
Yeah.
But I think everyone needs someone like that in their circle. But like you said, it's like, ladies, when you're meeting up, I just don't go out with just anyone. I don't, because anything could go down nowadays. I want someone that I know has my back, because I definitely, if I'm going out with you, I have your back.
So to hear these reports, these allegations and accusations against Mr. Cosby, Mr. Good old dear Bill Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm just going to preface this by saying I am a Bill Cosby supporter.
Yes.
I don't hate it. I don't care.
Hey Cutie is as well, and I could really care less. I've been denying this stuff since it came out.
He could have been the guy who makes the money off the backs of Black people and never, you know, stood up for the community. He could have been that, but he was not that.
Mm-hmm.
What he does in his home life, if he is, I don't know, cheating on his wife or whatever, hell, they could have an open marriage, you know? You don't even know.
We don't even. Because clearly she's been with him for 50 years. This stuff has been going on for, you know, years. You know your husband.
Oh my God, a boo. But that's neither here nor there. You know, so, but I think it's like these accusations and hearing this woman say, oh, he gave me something, I took it. Or, you know, I took a pill and then we were drinking. And then I don't know what happened after that. Or,
why are you taking pills and drinking again? Seriously,
why aren't
woman.
You being more responsible with your life? And I'm by no means, you know, accusing women.
Yep.
But one, this isn't, like, let's be clear, it ain't no facts here about him raping anybody. So one, I wish they would take the whole rape term
off the table.
Completely out of this conversation. Because he has not raped anybody.
No one has admitted that I've read or found anything that he's actually raped them. Like, or that there's been any for any assault. It's actually just assault.
Yeah.
So there hasn't been any intervaginal.
Intervaginal.
Yes. Not with his penis. No. So this last allegation, he did not have sex with this woman. No intercourse with this woman. Sexual, penis, vagina, none of that.
But she is saying that he gave her some pills.
Uh-huh. And she
took them.
And she took them.
And he gave her some wine.
And she drank it.
And then she don't know what happened after that. No, she knows what happened, but she was out of it, but she blacked out. But she knew fully what happened. And then she woke up and it was like, oh, my shirt off. But I knew what was going on the whole time because I'm clearly giving an account of what happened, where he was standing, where I was positioned.
Where he put my hand, which just seemed
a little
awkward.
My hand was here.
Yeah.
His hand was there. But I blacked out, though, and I couldn't really see. And then my legs were wobbly, so I couldn't walk.
She was in and out. So maybe when she was in, she kind of.
When she was in, she was giving him a hand job. When she was out,
he was fondling her and fingering her, apparently.
Yeah, that's what happened, according to her.
Yes. Allegedly.
Right before the statute of limitations runs out. I just want people to stay woke. But more specifically, I want women to stay woke. There are some predators out there.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
They are out there.
They are lurking.
But don't be prey. Be smart.
Don't
understand your situation. My thing is, stop trying to look for a come up. There's so many women out here looking for a come up. There is nothing easy about making money. Absolutely nothing.
And you can find a come up, right? So you can have a baby from a baller. You can, you know, accuse somebody of doing something and get you some checks coming in. But, you know, I once heard, and I can't even remember who told me this,
mm-hmm.
but you can find somebody with money and not have to work, but you will still earn every single penny.
Yes, and I have heard that before,
you
too.
You will earn every penny.
I think that's something
ain't
from grandma.
Quick money out here.
No.
And if you look at it, if there were quick money out here, why are women leaving men with money?
Yes.
Why are men leaving women
with
money?
Money. What?
Like,
oh, because you're paying if in it was other ways. Money,
you stay forever. Yes. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But it is never really that simple. And it's just want women to be more responsible with their bodies. Mm-hmm. I want you to be more responsible with your presence. Why are you, you know, like the one lady said, you know, back in 1912 when she was a Playboy bunny.
Yes. Know, with her old wrinkly ass.
Okay. Don't even, whatever. So back in the 1912s when she was the Playboy bunny and she was invited to Bill Cosby's home, his Beverly Hills home for, you know, billiards.
Yeah. Or
whatever.
With her date.
With her date. Had a man.
There with her. Yes.
Matter of fact, I think her man brought her to the party.
Yes, he was invited and brought her.
So you a plus one in here cutting up.
Playing billiards in a room full of people, but then, oh, you turn around and the room is empty and it's just you and Bill and he comes up and grabs you because he's so big and strong and kisses you.
What? Where did everybody go if you guys were playing billiards?
Where's your date, boo?
Where is your date? To the point where you had to push this big, strong man
off
away
you and run.
And run all the way down a hallway.
Where are you
How
running?
Are you that far away from the person that brought you there, your companion, your guest.
And demanding to leave. So he's not asking you why, what happened. Like, seriously.
Nobody ain't saying nothing. Everybody just standing around like.
But let's not also forget in the 70s, Bill Cosby was not who we know him to be today.
Yeah. That's true.
So why were these white women afraid to come forward in the 70s against this black man?
You know,
I'm not here for it.
My theory is Cosby might have had some game. Okay.
He's a comedian. You know they got game. They can talk themselves out of anything, into anything.
Like, hey there, young girl. Hell, he was young. Hey there, girl. You looking good. Oh, you thought I was going to put you on a TV show? No, straight.
Right.
Please leave.
Yes. But that's
as
just
we
like.
We see and hear men do every single day. Men yes. do this to women.
So
every
wait.
Single day.
One of the women that's accused Bill Cosby was also an accuser of Marv Albert.
I have to Google that.
He's the sports. I think he's the sports announcer. Remember, he was the one that was supposedly biting women. You didn't hear, because you're not really sports.
Biting women? He's a
biter? Yes.
Is that like a fetish? I just need to know.
She was one of the accusers in that case as well. These chicks out here chasing ambulance like lawyers. Like, let me get on there. What did you call it? You said like those commercials. When it's a
it's that class action lawsuit.
Yeah,
you got mesothelioma. Call if you've ever had a tingling in your left pinky
and your eye twitched,
and
the
you
same
ever
time.
Took Advil as your eye was twitching.
Yes.
Call us.
Yes.
Because we're gonna have a lawsuit going, and we need a certain amount of people to agree to this. And I mean, so when you have worked in the legal field, you know how this stuff happens. You can fabricate anything.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't. It's not fair.
Right.
But you do it just to get kind of the buzz going.
Yes, it's all words. So we were listening to this one, someone that pulls some information together. And he had a Jewel Allison, who's one of the Cosby accusers. She was interviewed by Nation of Islam,
mm-hmm.
head of Nation of Islam. And basically her story was almost identical to that of Beverly Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
How?
This is the interesting thing that nobody seems to understand. Have you ever heard of somebody admitting to a crime that they didn't commit?
Yeah, under duress.
Having a full statement, full written statement,
mm-hmm.
and then it later comes out that you weren't even in the vicinity.
Yes. That's okay. So one of the accusers said that they were on the Tonight Show.
Mm-hmm.
She and Bill were scheduled on the Tonight Show together. He walks into her dressing room, and I guess, I don't know if he made her suck him off or whatever. Come
so
to
right
find
here,
out.
In the middle of this show with all these. So where
dress
is your hair
up.
And makeup?
Thank you.
People, where is your personal
Wait,
assistant? Where's
come
your
to
stylist?
Find out they were never scheduled on the show on the same time. I'm like, the lies these people are telling, and it, because we live in this age of get the news quick and move on, yeah. No one's doing the research.
I don't even think it's that they're not doing the research. I think they're cutting and they're finding the pieces that are salacious.
And putting it together. And
they're putting it out there. And I also think they're doing exactly what they planned on doing, changing the focus.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So a week ago, you have this issue with police officers, you know, not being indicted for killing a small child, yes. As I would say, because at 12 year old, I feel like you're a child.
Small.
Because I have a child.
Oh, yes.
And she might have the body of a 20 year old, but I can say she has the brain of a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And so I'm not one to just say, oh, it's all conspiracy, but come on.
This is a bit much.
You know, I think Felicia Rashad said it best. It is an attack on his legacy. Mm-hmm. And we are letting it happen.
We as Black people are so quick to jump on the bandwagon and persecute.
And you're telling me that Felicia Rashad is brainwashed and she worked next to this man for a decade.
Right.
And was personal friends with him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to imagine they've been to the club together. I have to imagine they've been in, like, I don't know, Studio 74 or right. Whatever, like the people used to go back in the mm-hmm. day. I have to imagine she was out there with him.
Yeah.
And if she feels like this is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, maybe you don't open up your whole self to all your friends, I guess. But I just can't imagine that somebody would tell me, yeah, like, oh, no, you know, hey, cutie, I actually been snorting coke for the last decade. How?
I do have sinus issues, but that's definitely not
like,
why.
How?
I
know,
exactly.
Doing that?
Right. Hiding it from me.
How?
Right.
Yeah. And so we're letting it happen. We're letting this legacy happen. We're letting the fact that we can't watch The Cosby Show on TV happen. And
I know.
We're okay with it.
Yeah.
Something that I would love to share with my child. Mm-hmm. I would love to say to her, let me show you this episode of when Theo had to pay rent in his own house.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Let
me show you
yes.
what it feels like to be grown and responsible. Let
yes.
me show you. I can't
I
even
love,
do that because we're just letting this happen.
Yep. Have they taken the DVDs off the market? Can I go buy a DVD?
Girl, I don't have a DVD player,
no,
so I'm
going
to have to put it in the laptop, I guess. Like, what do I do? Like, where do I go?
But what I'm saying, it's just crazy. So they've taken his star off of the, what is it, Walk of Fame.
That's so crazy.
He's been, you know, his doctorate degrees have been taken back, his honoraries. They've all been taken back. But, and my sister, because we were talking about this, she said, okay, so has the money he's contributed to these schools been given back? You're
Thank
so quick
you.
To take
Give
your damn
back
degree.
Every scholarship
every.
That I provide.
Thank you. Yes.
And I, you know, what kind of upsets me a little more is I would love to see the people who have received scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
To really
yeah.
speak up on his behalf.
Yes.
Even if to say nothing else, but let's just let the justice system play out.
Thank
let's
you.
Just let that happen.
We
Before you see people, and there are some individuals who I feel like are reputable, mm. you know, journalists, calling him a rapist.
But no one has come forward and said they've been raped.
I'm like, okay, we're doing that. Like,
right.
We're doing that.
Because I'm sure the, you can, what is it? The, gosh, I've been drinking too much.
As per usual. As
so,
per usual.
The amount of time you can bring the case. No, charades, you're not going to play with me?
I don't play charades with you for a reason.
Okay. You know what I mean? It was, you just said it. He was coming up on his, like, the case.
Statute of limitations.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure the statute of limitations for rape is longer than it is for sexual assault. No?
I think it is.
So no one's been raped?
But it depends on the state
okay.
as well. And so you also have to remember, so there are reasons why they bring cases up with victims in particular states.
Okay.
So with somebody like Bill Cosby, if you're telling me this happened back in Beverly Hills or whatever, then I have to look at California laws.
Right.
Which could be different from Pennsylvania laws. Right. Which could be different from New York state laws.
Okay.
You know, and so that's a factor, one. Two, criminal charges are different from a civil suit.
Oh, gosh. You can bring a civil suit up whenever. Right?
So I could sue you tomorrow because you touched my arm and I felt like because we worked together on our podcast, then you were sexually harassing me in order to coerce me into, you know, and you put something in this Kettle One and seltzer because it's bubbling and I don't know how I got home. Hey, cutie.
Word.
And I want your house. And I want your car. And I want Julie.
You can have the house and the dog. I need to keep my car. No.
I want it all. But, you know, I just think it's, we're not even giving the justice system an opportunity. So, yeah, we can say the justice system doesn't work. That's fine. Yeah, we get upset when it doesn't work when it comes to some
what we want.
Cases, yeah.
Right. But again, it's, you, if you don't have, you're looking at it from your own information you have, but you have to apply the law to every case. And if you don't have the evidence to, well, if the prosecution doesn't have the evidence to, you know, prove the crime.
Yeah, I just, you know, so we're upset about things that we feel demonize our culture and our people and our blatant acts of racism. This is a blatant act
of racism. Right. But we are so quick to jump on the bandwagon and say, oh, he's a rapist. And there's no evidence. You know,
this is slightly off topic. I just don't understand as a people how we sit behind this computer and type our opinions about every single thing.
Everything.
But never have anything positive to say. Like, to see these comments about Jaden Smith.
Because he's what, Louis Vuitton?
I'm like, are you kidding me?
Oh, see, I didn't remember.
First of all, this baby.
Because he's a baby.
What is he, like 17?
Yeah.
Right?
If that much, honestly. I don't even know
what that is.
Louis Vuitton, which
a
most of y'all can't start it.
That tenured supermodels would love to get.
Yes.
This is no small feat, right?
No.
This is no, oh, I woke up today and decided I'm going to get a Louis Vuitton campaign. Mm-hmm. So baby getting checks, that's number one.
Yes, his
when
own
statistics
checks.
Show that second generation, you know. Celebrities, heiress, heirs, whatever, never really live up to the full fame of their parents because they get lazy and they do drugs and yada. But somehow y'all can support Paris Hilton who had a drug problem for so long.
Right.
And made a sex tape. But this baby gets called gay, and this is what's wrong with the black man today because he's wearing skirts. And maybe let's do a little bit of history and look at some of the tribal garb that our ancestors used to wear.
Hello. Please.
So I don't understand why we just cannot be more supportive
of each other. So something I saw on social media today. Future apparently called Sierra a bitch and that she won't let me see my kids. My child.
Garbage.
First of all you talk about is drinking lean, promethazine, my dirty Sprite, my blunts, my this. Really though? I can't even. But people, Lil Duval, a little whack ass comedian, jumping on the bandwagon, talking about, oh, we need to support our brother. Really, though?
But you don't know. You don't know what's going on. In future, why would you even say anything negative about the woman who bore your child?
Thank you. You proposed to.
I have words about some individuals that I have procreated with. Okay? I have words about that individual.
Right.
But will I ever say that publicly? No. Why would you?
But dude, you
this
got
is the
a social.
That I chose to
thank
procreate
you.
With.
And was going to marry
chose.
And spend the rest of your life with.
Thank you
proposed to her.
And he still has a
tattoo?
No. Oh. I mean, as petty as it is, he still has like a post up on Instagram of her and the baby. And it says, like, the two most important people in my life.
Get out.
Yeah, so you don't see her face. You see her kind of, like, holding the baby over her shoulder. But you know those hideous dreads that she had.
Ugh. Yes. I'm sorry. I didn't like those. Yeah.
I mean, they were terrible. They really were. But, you know, I feel you, girl. I want to look like my man, too. I don't know why.
I wouldn't. That's
what you do.
I wouldn't. Because most dudes be bald these days. I'm not going bald for you.
Yeah, my man is bald. So how did, you know, right. How does that work out?
It doesn't.
Okay. Yeah. Whatever. But it's just like, why? What's the point? What's the point? Why are we so quick to bash each other? And just if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
But why are we also so quick to put your business out on social media?
Because social media is fun. Mm. It is.
Until you're getting dragged. You know what fun. I mean?
I don't care if they drag Sierra from here and back. Her and Russell Wilson are so freaking cute.
And if he don't freaking propose to her, stop playing with
me. He will after they go to the Super Bowl, I think.
Okay.
I'm believing in Jesus for that. I just think they are just the cutest thing ever, and I really just want to see the baby future with like a little Russell Wilson jersey, but I wanted to actually say Wilson on the back. Like I do.
Messy as
hell. Or I want to see like a picture that says like the baby like running to the door when Russell Wilson is coming home, and then Sierra posts like, "Daddy's home." Like, I live for the foolery. That's what I need out of Sierra's Instagram.
I can't.
I do. I need it like when her and Russell were like, when they had on the Batman and Catwoman costume. Yes. I needed Robin. I needed Little Future to be Robin. That's what I was believing in Jesus for. And I didn't get it. Okay? And I'm upset.
Oh, God. The picture is still up there. 80 weeks ago. Which, my babies.
What? That wasn't even 2 years
ago. No pick in the world. Prove my love. But what you looking at right now is my life and these two mean the world to me. Honest. Big baby and baby future.
Mm-hmm. You was in love, though.
It was me in love, though.
But I don't blame her for not letting you see that baby. Because what she's trying to do while he's still young is embed in his mind that Russell Wilson is his daddy. And I can't blame her for doing that. I want Russell Wilson to be my daddy. If I were Little Future and I could choose between like Russell Wilson and Future, I would choose Russell Wilson to be my daddy.
My whole thing, though, is I'm not so trying to take him away from his father, but get your damn life together.
I don't care if his life is never together. I just want Sierra and Baby Future like on a Christmas holiday photo. It's what I really want with my whole life. I don't care. The Future never gets his life together. Keep making trap music. Keep dating these Instagram women.
Keep like, drinking.
It works. I love your music drugging. When it's time for me to go out. I love it. I don't need you to be a family man. That's not a requirement for me to be a fan. But what I do need from Sierra is a family photo of her, Russell.
Oh, I'm sure when they get married and she has a full custody, I don't know what their situation is, but that will soon come, I'm sure.
I wonder if I like spend my own money to make like a Russell Wilson jersey and like Baby Future size and send it to her if she'll put it on them.
I'm sure she probably has a few of those.
Yeah, but like, can I get an Instagram picture?
Oh, she probably wears it, but just don't show up on, you know, Instagram.
There's like a picture of the baby like standing at the door and like the dog is in the background. And you clearly know this is Russell Wilson's dog. And then you see the baby and there's like a lake in the back and you clearly know this is probably Seattle.
Oh, because she lives there.
In Atlanta.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, is he looking out the door like, when is daddy coming home?
This one, yo. I can't deal with the dramatics, yo. But you're right. I mean, I feel like he needs a good family. Children need to be brought up in a good family, period. Dude, you out here torn. I was so high at that concert and didn't smoke nothing.
Well, he can't control.
Really?
You can't control what the people in the audience are doing.
He wasn't high.
Oh, I don't. Yeah.
I'm sure he was.
Does he have a whole song about how once he started drinking the lean or something? Mm.
Exactly. You have a whole song, but you mad because nobody, I don't want my child around you? Because
Future says this is just his character. He just makes this type of music because
he doesn't.
It's what sells. And he has to take care of his baby. So he's not making trap music.
So then you're rapping about shit that you're not living. Is that not a problem?
Isn't that what every rapper in America does?
But I have a problem with that.
Well, then you should stop listening to music.
I don't listen to all the new music because I don't feel like my that's what they're talking about.
That's like, I feel like all musicians do that. One, because they ain't even writing their own stuff. So
listen, as we fully digress completely away from what we were talking about, ladies, please be aware. Do not look up to these men as a mentor. Like this woman that has this case against Bill, because you're hungry, against Bill. She looked it up to him as a mentor, but claimed that he had made two passes at her previously that made her uncomfortable. But you're still going back, meeting with this man at 8:45 at night to talk about your career at his home where he said he was going to be alone and told you to dress comfortably.
If he said all those things, then that makes him an old creeper, right?
But that makes you dumb as hell for going over there.
True. So what I'm saying is, women, old creepers, like, they're a thing. We call them old creepers for a reason.
You see them in the club and you be like, look at that old dude with his creepy ass.
Like, they're there for a reason. That's their role in life, is to be old creepers. You are not supposed to fall into old creeper trap.
Thank you. But these bros do, because they're looking at what? The dollar signs. They're looking at the quick come up.
Yeah. Like, oh, he probably can't last that long because he's old anyway. So
I'll give it a whirl. Let me go ahead and
put in some work.
Nah, boo. I'm good on that.
No. And then what did she say? That he came after she woke up at 4 a.m. and didn't know what was going on.
At the bottom of the staircase in a robe.
He was at the bottom of the staircase in the robe. But the better part is...
Handed her a muffin?
He walked her to the door and said, okay.
All right. All right. Now, bitch, get stepping.
How do you remember all of that? But you were on drugs.
I don't know. I've never been.
You were on Quaaludes, but you remember every. Yeah. I've been drunk.
I've been drunk, right? As hell.
And I've been drunk to the point where it's like the next day. I'm not really sure. I don't know what he had on when he came. Just like, I don't know.
Right. Because it's not only, I forget what may have happened, but sometimes you don't remember what happened before you were actually drunk either.
Thank you. Like, there's stuff I have clearly done consensually, and it was like, really? Did I say that?
Right.
I must have meant it at the time.
Exactly.
All right. Game on. I don't know.
Exactly.
But to go through this detailed account of he did this, he put his hands here, he's standing put my hand here.
Yes. How do you know all this when you're feeling paralyzed, nauseous, in and out? These are all quotable.
How do you know it was him? It could have been his friend. Again, not completely excusing him of guilt. Right?
No.
It could have been the friend. It could have been the maid. It could have been, I'm sure he had some house people,
right? Your damn imagination.
You know, you never know. It could have been the gardener who was there late.
I just don't like the fact that as Black people, we are so quick to stand behind with all these... what these random women say without really understanding what they're saying.
Yeah.
Quick to call this man a rapist, but...
but they know it.
No one's yet been raped.
It's checks on the horizon. I don't know why you will go this route to get said checks, though, because you're more likely to get a bigger check if his shows are still in syndication.
Thank you. Let me get that check directly.
So if you want to get checks, go get them Charlie Sheen checks. Okay?
Right.
Go get AIDS.
You're right.
From that dude,
you
which
want
nobody
that
seems to be vilifying.
Thank you. No
one, women with HIV, but
and
that's
not
okay.
Telling them. And not telling them.
And paying people off. Go get those checks.
Yes.
They're clearly available. He's
thank
writing
you.
Them.
Crazy, but we quick to go get the Black man.
Like, you want checks? I can point you in a couple of different directions to go get some checks. Go have a baby from Fetty Wap.
Hey, even Cam Newton, he having babies. But what you're not going to do is go have babies with my boo.
And
that's
what
you're
not
going to do.
Cam.
I love Cam. I'm trying to run into Cam. Look, I'm trying to run into
I
Cam.
I don't want to run into
I might
Cam.
Have to roofie Cam.
Oh
no.
My gosh, she gonna Guadalupe Cam.
Guadalupe Cam.
You're gonna need like 8 pills. Cam is huge.
He's huge. You know, I'm about to bake him like a turkey.
You and I got the whole bottle shaking. Like, pour it all in. You done lost at the Super Bowl because you're trying to have a baby from Sam.
I'll wait till after the Super Bowl. I'm going to wait till after the
you
Super
better,
Bowl.
You better, or I'm not going to let it happen. I will call the police on you.
Ooh, snitches get stitches. Like,
Cam, I got her. Give me a check, though. Like, I looked out for you, bro. Put me on really? Your team. I can do, like, your sponsorships, your endorsements. I can get you, like, a web series or something. Cam, come on.
Oh, God.
And I got a man, so I'm not even trying to get at you. I'm not trying to Listen. Interfere with what you and your boo got. But this heifer is crazy. No, I low key would love for you to be a groupie and have a baby from Cam. And I know that's so wrong.
Wait.
But I would just like to capitalize off of being God, a friend.
God mama ship. Look at that's my girl baby though. You
like,
funny.
Cam, I'm gonna need season tickets. I'm gonna need these tickets. Boo, I'm gonna need them. I'm gonna need them. I don't want to have to tell all your business. I'm going to need them. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new year and we are so foolish as hell up here. Like,
since you're single, though, I mean, let's get into this.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any opportunity for me to, like, find some random baller and, like, would you be willing to have a baby from a random baller?
No. I would not. I'm looking forward to having a child with my husband.
Look at all these standards.
Me and my damn standards.
Like, you want so much for yourself.
Who told you to aspire to be so much in life?
I don't understand.
I'm too old to be a baby mama.
Not really. Not if you get like a super old baby daddy. Right? Because then it kind of balances out.
Does it?
Oh, it does. So instead of looking at like players, I should be looking at like a GM or like
coach
or an owner.
Owners. Yeah, because coaches come and go.
Nah, probably not an owner. Like I saw, did you see that video like Jerry Richardson like doing the dab? He's 1,000 years old.
Yes. So I think old. I did see that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he's 1,000.
Yeah, they're old too. Yeah. Mm.
All right. Okay. I'm on the scene. I'm on the scene for you. Oh anyway, gosh. So this wraps up another episode of Drink Till We're Married.
Yes. It's 2016. Please, we are trying to do the most for you all. So please leave your comments, send in your questions, drink recipes, which I have a few that will be featured on the shows coming up. So I haven't forgot about the drinks that were sent in.
Yeah, we just really want to stay in constant communication with you guys. So if you're not a subscriber, subscribe to the website or just like hit us up on social media because we love to know who's listening, who's in our Drink to Remarried crew.
We gotta get...
People like, always come up to us in person, but like,
I know. It's like, can we get a review on iTunes, please?
Thank you.
Can you send us an email and say, you girls rock? Yeah, something we can hold on to and see.
Yes.
You know.
We need some positive reinforcement. And 2016 is the year of intention. So I heard that from this guy that I'm working with on some projects. And I was like, yes, I love that. 2016 is the year of intention. So we are intentionally building our tribe. We are intentionally, you know, connecting with our audience. So we want to see you guys in person. We want to read your emails. We want to reply to your posts on social media. So just engage with us.
Yes.
We love you.
We do. And love to hear from you.
Yeah. And we got some big changes coming up this year. So stay tuned.
Yes. Big things popping. Can't
big
wait.
Things popping. It's the year of intention.
Yes.
So I felt like you slightly altered our saying, even though
I have
awesome with cheers. But hey, cute to just be in the lab thinking of stuff, and I love
do.
It.
And I have something. I think I texted to you, but so I know we always say single, not sober. But I wanted to make sure you guys understood what that really meant in 2016. So it's I'd rather be single than sober.
I love it. Yeah.
And it's not saying there's nothing against being in a relationship, but if it came down to it, I think I'd rather be single than sober. You're not going to have me in a relationship sober. It's not what you're going to do.
Yes.
Not in 2016.
And we need to talk about next week. We're going to talk about some random stuff that women are going through in these mm-hmm. relationships mm-hmm. and blaming it on the other person. When oh. like, oh, no, boo, it's you.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's just
like a little plug for next week.
Get it together. Cut it out. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. So till the next time. Cheers.
Cheers.